Professor Hossam Badrawi, 2 years after the outbreak of the revolution, what are the latest news about El Tahrir Square and Egypt?
Hundreds of thousands of people are in Tahrir. It's fully packed with people who are demonstrating against oppression, asking for freedom and democracy again. The same requests. The hope that has been created by the revolution, the disappointment that has been achieved by how things went.
You were among the very few in touch with the former president Hosni Mubarak in the very latest moments of his presidency. How is it to be next to a man that was the owner of Egypt for such a long time? In such a critical moment.
You explained it exactly as it was. For me, being called for to come into a position of leadership at a time of crisis was a lot of stress. And as you said, with the history of 30 years of a man who was so difficult to meet and so difficult to talk, to find myself in a position to sit face to face and ask him to step down, to move the country into another level of democracy and freedom in a legitimate way by stepping out and asking for early presidential election. And me asking him that you have to announce that you're not running again and your son is not running and this is the end of an era and the start of another era. My perception at that time was that there is a great opportunity for Egypt to achieve the objectives of the revolution in a legitimate way. I mean, keeping the integrity of the state. Twice, President Mubarak agreed on my suggestions, but he did not deliver. His surrounding consultants did not allow that to happen. And I was pushed away from the scene, so I resigned. Dynamics was very rapid. I had to use dramatic ways to let him realize. I told him, I see the fate of Ceausescu in front of my eyes. He was shocked and said, do you mean that they will kill me? I said, probably yes, unless you take the right actions. It would have been a space for Egypt to move into another platform of democracy and freedom without destroying the institutions and without creating the vacuum that made the fanatics on the top of the government now.
Is it worse now?
It is worse now. Egypt traditionally, historically, was a source of enlightenment to the Middle East and the Arab countries. Egypt is plural. Egypt has 12 million Copts. The Copts are an integral part of the Egyptian society. What made Egypt different from other Islamic countries is the presence of Copts. Egypt is not Egypt without them. And we've been fighting for years for the rights of women. It does not make sense that after a revolution led by young, inspiring people, that we end reducing the women's rights, marginalizing the Copts, and creating a religious state. Now we're hearing of people asking for 9-year-old girl to get married, saying that the law that prevents marriage before the age of 16 or 18 is not Islamic. Religion has nothing to do with that. It's a common sense and the human rights. Now we're hearing about back to circumcision of girls, mutilating their private organs for the sake of sick ideas that has nothing to do with religion. Arab Spring is a myth. Any revolutionary move towards freedom and democracy is something inspiring, particularly when it comes from young people. But if a revolution happens without leadership and objectives, it ends usually in the hands of the organized minority. You always go back to even worse than before. I do not see the blossom of the flowers. What is missing is that leadership of the liberal, secular, larger volume of people in country like Egypt to be created. I am betting on the spontaneous initiative by the young Egyptians whom I see today in the Tahrir Square and everywhere demonstrating against oppression. After 2 years, with all what happened, still young people are coming to say we're not satisfied with the replacement that happened in the leadership of the country.